And welcome back in Inside the Numbers. GameDaySportsRadio.com. Boji Wood, joined now by Mike Bernard from OTM Sports out in Las Vegas. Mike, how are you doing today?
Doing great, Coach. How are things in over in Georgia?
Pretty nice. A lot of things happening over here as far as, you know, it's crazy. Super Bowl just ended. But all you hear over here in the Atlanta metro area now is getting ready for next year's Super Bowl because, of course, Atlanta will be hosting it at the Mercedes-Benz Stadium. So still a lot of football talk over here, not necessarily about teams, but about that big game.
Yeah, and anybody that has an extra $5,000 laying around, they can attend that game next year.
Yeah, go ahead and get your tickets early, no doubt about it. Hey, well, listen, let's move away from football. Let's get into this week's top 25 basketball. Came out, of course, on Monday night. ACC, Big Ten, Big 12, they all have four teams ranked in the top 25 this week. Mike, we have a new number one. Virginia now number one, and Villanova, after losing, dropped to number three.
Yeah, there's a lot of movement in the top five this week. Virginia lost in overtime Saturday, but they still moved up to number one after Villanova lost to St. John's. Purdue dropped from number three to number six. They lost back-to-back games to Ohio State and Michigan State, both good teams. These top 10 teams have lost several games the last couple of weeks.
Virginia, Villanova both lost last week. Purdue lost two straight. But let's go ahead and get right into the number one spot, Virginia. They received 30 of the 65 available first-place votes.
Yeah, Coach, before that overtime loss to Virginia Tech, their last loss was on December 5th, so they've been on a great roll. Look, they're the best defensive team in all of college basketball. They beat a good Miami team on the road Wednesday night. And Tony Bennett's kids, they just shut teams down. They only give up 52 points a game.
Number two, Michigan State. Sparty's won eight straight, including a win over Purdue. And then they blew out Minnesota on Tuesday night.
Yeah, and look, Tom Izzo may be the best when it comes to having his team peak late in the season. Miles Bridges for State came up big in that win over Purdue, and they're just really solid and no surprise.
Last week's number one, Villanova, drops down to number three. Came into the week 23-2, but a bad loss to St. John's dropped them down to three. And for the Wildcats, the bad news didn't stop there.
No, that St. John's loss was bad, but then they bounced back immediately with an 11-point win over a solid Butler team, but then they lost again at Providence on Wednesday.
Number four, Xavier, the Musketeers, won nine in a row, swept a good Creighton team, and beat Seton Hall by 22 on Wednesday.
Yeah, they're 24-3 or 25-3, and they don't get talked about as much as the other top teams. They come into the week in first place in the Big East, very good conference. Musketeers are 16-0 at home this year.
Just a quick walk, a couple of blocks up the street from number four, Xavier. You've got the number five team, the Cincinnati Bearcats. They're sitting at 23-2, still unbeaten in the American Conference. They haven't played since last Sunday. They had an easy win over SMU, but they get back in action Thursday night at Houston.
Yeah, and they're also a great home team. They're 12-0 at home. They haven't lost a game since December 9th. That was to a good Florida team. They might be the second-best defensive team in all of college basketball behind Virginia. They've held their opponents in the 50s or less 11 of their last 12 games. Five of those teams, Coach, could only manage to score in the 40s.
6-10, we have Purdue, Texas Tech, Ohio State, Gonzaga, and an Auburn team that just won't go away. Now, Auburn, Texas Tech, not perennial top 10 teams at all, but they're in the top 10 for the second straight week.
That's right. Auburn does it with offense. Texas Tech does it with defense. Tech's won seven straight. They're in first place in the Big 12. Auburn, 23-3, and they beat Kentucky on Wednesday night. Auburn's in first place of the SEC. Ohio State, they've been on a tear. They're 12-1 their last 13, including wins over Purdue, Nebraska, and Michigan State. Gonzaga, they're coming off the big win at number 15, St. Mary's. Bulldogs are 23-4, and they're looking to make it back-to-back Final Four appearances.
Clemson comes in at 11. Duke at 12. Kansas, 13. UNC, the Tar Heels at 14, St. Mary's at 15.
Clemson, they're 20-4, and they run off four straight wins after a bad stretch in January. Duke, they've lost three of their last six games, but I wouldn't be too concerned. They won Wednesday, and two of those losses were at North Carolina and just a two-point loss to number one Virginia. Kansas, just two wins their last four games. I don't think they're a top 10 team at this point. Tar Heels, they lost three straight games to close the month of January, but they have a four-game win streak since. They lead the nation in rebounding, and their offensive rebounding demoralizes their opponents. St. Mary's, they did lose to Gonzaga last weekend, but they beat Gonzaga in the first meeting. The Gales are 24-3. They're tied for first place in the West Coast Conference with Gonzaga.
Rhode Island sits at number 16. Then you have Arizona, Tennessee, Wichita State, and Bob Huggins' West Virginia Mountaineers.
Number 16 through 20 starts with Rhode Island. They're 20-3. The Rams haven't lost since December 6th, and their three losses were to Alabama, Virginia, and Nevada, all good teams. Arizona's 20-6. They have a two-game lead in the Pac-12. Wildcats lost two games last week, but they're still the top team in the Pac-12. Tennessee, look, they were blown out by 28 points in Tuscaloosa last weekend, but they did bounce back with a nice win over South Carolina. They're tied for second place in the SEC behind number 10 Auburn. Wichita State, they're tied for second in the American Conference. I think the Shockers should be one of three teams from the American Conference to make it to the big dance. West Virginia, you mentioned Bob Huggins. They're 18-7 overall. But, Coach, they're just 4-6 their last 10 games. They still have time to get back on track. And believe me, that they're a team that nobody wants to face in March. Huggins' teams from the past have been a nightmare for opponents due to that full court relentless pressure.
All right, let's look at the final five of the top 25. Texas A&M, another SEC school at number 21. Then you have Michigan, Oklahoma, Nevada, and Arizona State to round out the top 25.
Yeah, I've got some issues with some of these teams. A&M just 6-7 in conference. They're ranked ahead of six SEC teams that are tied or ahead of them in the conference race. The Aggies did run off four straight wins. Then they lost to Missouri Wednesday night. The wins over Kentucky and Auburn got voters' attention, and they're number 21 in the poll, but I don't have them in my top 30. Michigan, 20-7 overall. They can win high-scoring games, or they can beat you with defense. Oklahoma, 16-9, the worst record of any top 25 team. Sooners have lost their last four games. In my opinion, they shouldn't be in the top 25. I know Trey Young is a great story, the freshman phenom, but their defense is really poor right now. Nevada, 21-5, but I don't see many quality wins on their resume. They did have a good win at Boise on Wednesday night. Arizona State, they're 19-6 overall, just 7-6 in Pac-12 play. Coach, I have Butler, Creighton, Nebraska, Florida, and Middle Tennessee State all rated higher than Oklahoma, Nevada, and Arizona State.
Well, Mike, the good thing about it is with the NCAA basketball tournament, you don't have to worry about the top 25. We're going to get a real champion, unlike we do in Division I football.
That's right. We'll have 64 teams. Only about 16 of them have a chance, but still, it's a much better format.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. You're listening to Inside the Numbers on Game Day, sportsradio.com.